This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأشهد أن نبينا وعظيمنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يقول جل جلاله في محكم التنزيل كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. He says, indeed every living soul is going to taste death, and indeed all that happens on the day of judgment is that you are delivered your rewards. Those of you who are were moved slightly away from the hellfire and brought closer to Jannah are the ones who are successful, are the ones who are triumphant on that day. And all this worldly life is but an illusion of joy. Quite frankly, the khutbah today was supposed to be very different than what I'm going to talk to you about. The series of my maxims, or the maxims that I want to share with you, things that I think the community should have in common, a number of self-evident truths or principles or rules that as a community, as a society, as those who speak about Islam, those who listen to those who speak about Islam, should agree upon before we begin trying to work with one another towards goals that we have not yet defined. But around 11 o'clock, I found out about the death of a young brother who I've known since he was a kid, someone who attends here quite often, Brother Omar Barzakh, Allah yirhamu. 24 years old, guy's on the way back from Toronto in the middle of the night. Not too long ago, he was giving out help and support and aid out in Lebanon to the refugee camps, and did Umrah and came back less than a week ago and passed away last night. And even though we have been facing death for the last 6 months, for over 200 days, it somehow just doesn't really click in with us humans until it hits really close to home. The closer it is to us, the more it hits, or the harder it hits. And it just made me reflect a little bit on the way here. I just couldn't find myself being able to talk about anything else but how little we take time to reflect upon the only constant that we have, the only guarantee that we experience in this life as living things, as living creatures, is the fact that we die. وَمَا الدُّنْيَا بِبَاقِيَةٍ لِحَيِّنْ وَمَا حَيٌّ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا بِبَاقِيٍ إِلَّا الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The dunya does not stay forever for any living thing, and no living thing will stay within this dunya forever, except al-hayy al-qayyum subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةٌ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Three times in the Quran, every living soul is going to taste death. And all that difficulty or evil and good is, they're just there to test you. They're just there to see how you're going to do, what you're going to do with it all. And then you all come back to us. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجِعُونَ. You're all going to make your way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. And we never gave eternity to any human being before you. We speak of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. أَفَإِن مِتَّ. If you are going to die, فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. You're going to live forever. If I'm going to take your life, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not going to take theirs. Everyone is going to die. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you are, death will come to you, will find you. Even if you're well protected in high castles where there's nothing that can kill you, death will find you. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. To the day when death finally catches up to them, it comes to them, they'll say, رب ارجعون, oh my Lord, send me back. May this time I will do well. I'll do better than I did the first time around. I'll perform the good deeds. No, is the answer that he hears. If the answer that he hears the word that is said, he will find barzakh until the day he is resurrected to meet his Lord again. يروي الإمام البخاري معلق العلي بن أبي طالب وإمام أحمد بسند حسن عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith narrated both these wordings. Actually, today is still, I'm still sharing with you a maxim. It's just a personal one that I did not actually intend or plan to share with you, as I didn't plan and intend to share my personal ones. But this is a maxim I live by. That you have to understand that death is coming. You have to be prepared for death. You have to talk about it often. I've been talking about death since I was 14, since my sheikh sat and looked me in the face and told me you're going to die. And if you don't have a plan for your death, you're going to be miserable. And nothing that you did in this world will matter, and all the people that you love will not love you anymore, and you'll have nothing to offer anyone that you wanted to offer in this dunya to begin with. So remember that you're going to die, and it can happen at any given moment. And there is no, you're not owed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some warning sign. You're not owed by Allah anything. It can just happen at a moment where you least expect it, it can occur. Unless we think we're the center of the universe and somehow we have to go out with a big bang somehow, that somehow we have to live a life and reach a certain climax within this world before we leave. No, you can live a life and it just ends like that. It will almost seem meaningless to you, but it never is. It will almost seem as if there's no wisdom in it, but there always is. The only problem was the lack of attention that we had towards this one constant. This one thing that never goes away. Everything else is a variable that may or may not occur, except one thing. That we die. It's not there for depression. This is my maxim, is that be prepared for death. Think about death often. And it's not a reason for you to be depressed or upset. The only beauty that this life carries is that it ends. The only value this life has is that it ends. If it didn't end, then what would it matter? If life didn't end, then what would it matter? If you prayed today or tomorrow? If you plan today or tomorrow, you're not going to die. Who cares? You'll do it later. There's no, something that doesn't end, it doesn't have worse yet for us because we haven't evolved. We haven't evolved spiritually to see the worth of life if it didn't end. Just like we have not evolved spiritually to see the worth of pleasure without there being pain. That's why we live this life, so we can start understanding that, look, there's a lot of beauty, and there's a lot of ugliness, there's a lot of good, and there's a lot of bad. You have to see the difference. In this life, if all you get is the good, all you get is the ease, you don't value it. You don't use it well, because of the way we function, we have to have comparisons. We have to see sweetness is only enjoyable because there's sourness and salt. That's the only reason that they exist to begin with. And the moment that doesn't exist there, we don't have the ability to comprehend it as human beings. We just don't. It's just how we are. But we're here for that reason. So we can appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has waiting for us. The beauty of this life is that it ends. So when you think about death often and you reflect upon death often, it's not to make you feel sad all the time or for you to be depressed. No, it's to actually get you up so you can go and do something with the time that you have. But he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Talib said, in either way, it's valuable. Qala, inna akhwaf ma akhafu alaykum ithnatan. The two things I fear most for you are two things. Ittiba'u al-hawa wa tulu al-amal. Following your whims and desires and then having tulu al-amal, meaning not comprehending that you're going to die. Feeling that you're going to live forever. Feeling like you're going to live forever and functioning that way. Qala, amma ittiba'u al-hawa fa yasuddu an sabilillah. As for following your whims and desires, it will take you away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا طُولُ الْأَمَلِ فَيُنْسِي الْآخِرَةِ As for طُولُ الْأَمَلِ, it makes you forget آخِرَةَ. أَلَا وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ قَدْ يَرْتَحَلَتْ مُقْبِلَةَ أَلَا وَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ يَرْتَحَلَتْ مُدْبِرَةَ And indeed, آخِرَةَ has moved and is coming towards you. And dunya is on the move and is leaving you. وَلِكُلٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا And each of the dunya and akhirah have people who belong to them. So be amongst those who belong to akhirah, not to dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ Today, you get to perform deeds and you're not going to be held accountable, but on the day of judgment and akhirah is the opposite. You're held accountable and there is no way for you to do anything. قولنا سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه التسويف جند من الشيطان عظيم طالما خدع به. He would say التسويف, procrastination, is a strong and mighty tool of شيطان. He has often eluded people with it. He has often misguided people with. You can do it later. You have time. You're young. You have time. You don't have time. No, you have now. You have now. Tomorrow is just a hope. Tomorrow is hopeful. I hope there's tomorrow. I don't know if there's tomorrow. None of us are certain that we'll walk out of this place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you long lives with good health. Say ameen. And good deeds. But none of us can say that with certainty. What you have in your life is the moment that you're living. The past is gone. You can't change it. You can maybe do istighfar and ask Allah to forgive you and build on it, but you can't change it. And what's coming is just a possibility. It's a percentage. It's a probability. That's all. The only thing you have is today. Salman al-Farisi, he would say, أَضْحَكَنِي ثَلَاثٌ وَأَبْكَانِي ثَلَاثٌ. Three things make me laugh and three things make me cry. قَالَ أَضْحَكَنِي مُؤَمِّلُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْمَوْتُ يَطْلُبُهُ وَغَافِلٌ لَيْسَ بِمَغْفُولٍ عَنْهُ وَضَاحِكٌ بِمِلْئِ فِيهِ وَلَا يَدْرِي أَسْخَطَ رَبَّهُ أَمْ أَرْضَاهُ. So three things make me laugh and three things make me cry. What makes me laugh is someone who is looking forward to years upon years upon years, planning out his leisure. He doesn't know that death is waiting for him, the next step. Death is right in front of him, just waiting for him to take the next step because that's the last step he has. To take the next breath because that's the last breath he has. And he's thinking about years to come. See, none of what I'm saying here is to tell you not to plan for your future. No. You plan for it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to plan for it. Because your future is supposed to be an act of worship for Allah. Your life is there is utilized for the sake of Allah. So you plan it. So you get ajr for doing that. You plan out how you're going to take care of your children, what you're going to do with the wealth that you have, how you're going to strengthen your own status so you can use it for the sake of Allah. That's why you plan that out. But you don't know how long you're here. So you accept that at any moment this may end and you're prepared for it. The person who doesn't think like that is the one who's in trouble. وَغَافِلْ, someone who's oblivion. لَيْسَ بِمَغْفُولٍ عَنْهُ. But there's someone who is not oblivion about him. There's someone who is counting moments and counting steps. وَضَاحِكٌ بِمِلْئِ فِيهِ. Someone who's laughing. Laughing, full laugh. With no recollection. With no care whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with him or unsatisfied. وَأَبْكَانِي ثَلَاثٌ فِرَاقُ الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَحِزْبِهِ. So then three things made me cry. The first one is the separation of the loved ones, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his group. وَهُولُ الْمَطْلَعِ عَنْدَ غَمْرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. And what are you going to see once death begins? وَالْوُقُوفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَدْرِي الْإِنسَانُ أَيْلَى جَنَّةٍ أَمْ إِلَى نَارٍ. And then standing in front of Allah and not knowing whether he's going to go this way or that way. Even though we see death occur around us all the time, for all ages, even though we've been watching it for 6 months, you have to be honest with yourself. Don't you feel like you're a little bit immune to it? It's not going to be you. You're fine. You're fine. Others are dying. But you're okay. You're doing well. I have time. It's not possible that I die early. Why would I die early? The other people, they have other stories, but my story is going to be different. I have still years. Why? Why? You know where that comes from? You know where it comes from? It comes from a little bit of arrogance inside of us, where we feel we're a little bit more special than everyone else. So I'll live. I'll be fine. Others, yeah, I understand. People get sick. People, there are wars. They'll die. That's their story. And then you'll say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ هَذَا نَصِيبُ هَذَا عَمْرُهُ. But then on yourself, it's a little bit, just feeling a little bit special. It's feeling special at the wrong time, regarding the wrong issue, in the wrong sense. That's all this is. It's just feeling the wrong thing. No. Prepare yourself for that which is inevitable, that which you cannot control, that which is coming to you at any moment. It can choose you at any moment. You need stories. You need stories of people who had heart attacks in the 30s and the 40s and people who just... You don't need these stories. You know that this happens all the time. And I'm not immune to it, neither are you. كان أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه يقول ابن آدم طأ الأرض بقدمك فإنها عن قليل قبرك. ابن آدم إنما أنت أيام إذا ذهب يومك ذهب بعضك. ابن آدم إنك منذ خرجت إلى الدنيا تهدم عمرك تقترب إلى قبرك. He said, Ibn Adam, walk, put your foot on the ground well. Very soon this will be your grave. O son of Adam, your only days, every time a day goes, a part of you goes with it. Ibn Adam, from the moment you were born, your life has been decreasing You're coming closer and closer till the end. Luqman al-Hakim قال لابنه يا بني إنك منذ خرجت من بطن أمك استدبرت الدنيا واستقبلت الآخرة فأنت إلى دار تستقبلها أقرب منك إلى دار تستدبرها. So from the day you were born, Akhirah is in front of you and dunya is behind you. And you are closer to that which you are going toward from that which you are leaving behind. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع نهجه ووفى عهده. يقول الشاعر والمرء مرتهن بسوف وليتني وهلاكه في السوف والليت لله در فتدبر أمره فغدا وراح مبادر الموت. إخواني وأخواتي أما الموت فلا بد منه وليس من أحد إلا وهو يموت. ولو كان أحد مخلدا في هذه الدنيا لخلد الله حبيبه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين ولكن أبى عليه إلا أن يموت وينتقل إلى داره فكان ذلك لزاما علينا جميعا. وكل منا يقبل الأمر على غيره وقليل منا من يقبله على نفسه وأحبابه. وإنما يحدث الموت في هذه الحياة لأولئك الذين ما زالوا في أول أعمارهم حتى يذكر أولئك الذين لم يبق بينهم وبين القبر إلا خطوات أن يقوموا أنفسهم وأن يلزموا ذواتهم ما يرضي ربهم سبحانه وتعالى. فإن واحد منا لا يدري إذا أصبح هل يمسي وإذا أمسى هل يصبح. وكان كذلك أولياء الله والصالحون والعلماء العاملون كانوا إذا كان إمام أحمد إذا سئل ما الزهد يا إمام قال ليس الزهد إلا أنك إذا أصبحت لم يكن في قلبك أنك تمسي فقط. هذا الزهد أنك إذا أصبحت اليوم مش مقتنع أنك تمسي ولا لا قد تمسي قد لا تمسي. هذه أحوال قلوبهم. Brothers and sisters, the point of this is not to take away from your joy. It's actually the opposite. I honestly believe that learning or understanding death, your own mortality, this is what I work with. I work with death, that's all I do. My job is literally speaking to people who are being told that they're going to die. There's a word in this world. Once you hear it, you can never unhear it. And all it means at the end is death. And that's what I work with. And watching people trying to wrap their heads around their own mortality is very difficult. And helping people understand their mortality in their second decade or third decade or fourth decade or even before that is not an easy task. It reminds me of how fragile life is, of how fragile we all are, and how quickly it can all end, and how we're here for such a short period of time. It's just a moment in the sun, right? It's just a moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you, just allowed you to wake up and look up, and you smell the flowers, breathe the air, drink the water, eat the fruit, and just take a few steps around in this beautiful creation that He laid out for you, telling you that it's going to end. You don't know when. I'm not giving you a timing for you to plan it all out and procrastinate. No, it can end any moment. And once it ends, anything can happen, but you go back again. Anything can occur, but you go back and you experience it again. It's a one-time deal. It happens once and that's the end of it. And you're offered this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This aspect, understanding of death, allows you to fully experience and embrace life for what it is. You've all heard, what they call it, YOLO. You ever heard that? You only live once? Yeah, true. I think it's more Islamic than any other term we have. Yes, you only live once. You live once. If you only live once, are you going to tell me you're going to spend that time doing things that are completely useless, that have no value whatsoever? Are you going to live your life with no function and no purpose and no goal, with not knowing what actually matters and what doesn't, what's worth your time and focus and what isn't? They use this term to get you to go look at things that are complete, a waste of your breath, wallahi, a waste of your focus, a waste of your energy, when the beauty that surrounds you is going unnoticed. when the opportunity of enjoying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you here to enjoy, the people around you, your family, your parents, your spouse, your siblings, your children, your friends, enjoying people, enjoying the relationship you have with them, the opportunity we have to know Allah, where we get a couple of these breaths. Huh? What? How many months do we live? 1,000 months? If you're lucky? You really made to 82? 1,000 months? What is that? 30,000 days? That's how little that is? What's 30,000 days? It's nothing, wallahi. This is April. How many Aprils are you going to see? How many more Aprils are you going to see? They're not infinite. It's not that many of them. Well, not that many of them. But it's an opportunity to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To open up your eyes and see the world for what it is. And enjoy it. And enjoy its beauty. Understanding death does not take away from you that peace. It actually emphasizes it. It allows you to fully enjoy what life is. Embrace the beauty of it because you have such little time to do it. So I'm alive? Okay, I must live well. I have to love well. I have to treat people well. I have to work hard. I have to embrace life. Sit around and watch from the sidelines, waiting for things to happen. Distracting myself by things so I don't think about the reality of where I am and when I am and how easy it is for it all to end. That's what this is about. And that's how he lived, alayhi salatu wasalam. Every day, as if it was his last. That's how people described him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he prayed as if every prayer was his last. His interaction with you was always as if it was his last. Because he knew that it's that easy. It's that easy for all of it to end. And we have to be reminded of that again. Especially with what we're seeing around us. And I think with a true reminder of death, I think if we truly remind ourselves of how fragile life is and how close death is to us, then we're more likely to be better people. We're more likely to be honest. We're more likely to be committed. We'll have more grit. We will dedicate more of our time and our lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's who you're returning to. See, what is death? Death is when, okay, the trial is over. Now come and speak to the boss, Jalla Jalalullah. Go speak to him. He's going to hold you accountable for how it went. That's all life is. And it's coming. It's coming. In 100 years, no one in this room will be here. We'll all be under the ground. We're a whole new set of people that quite honestly won't care about any of us. They won't care about who you were. They won't even know your name. Well, I don't even know you. How many grandparents can you count back? Huh? And if you dropped one, end of the world. Imagine that. You're counting your name back. Fulan ibn Adnan ibn Ahmed ibn Mirshid ibn Sulaiman. I've missed Mahmoud. I miss. No big deal. I just deleted a human being. I just deleted a human being from existence as if he never lived. Everything about that person is gone. Because I don't care. I spend zero time thinking about my great-grandfather. Yes, I'm guilty of that. Maybe you're all better than me, and you think about your ancestors all the time. I think about none of them. Ever. Barely my grandfather. Once every couple of months when I hear his name, I think, man, I never met him. I wish I met him. That's it. Understand how fragile that is. You and I will be forgotten. Our names won't matter. It'll be lost in the history books as if we... So what you're going to have with you in the Qadr is the little deeds that you did, because everyone around you is going to forget you and move on, and then you're just stuck with what you did. So make sure what you did takes care of you and gets you to the finish line on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability. Inshallah ta'ala, the Tafsir Halaqa in Arabic runs after Maghrib on Fridays, and the Tafsir in English runs on Sundays after Maghrib. The Sirah Halaqa will start next week. It's not going to start this week. Next week, the timing is going to change. That's for those of you who attended or like the children to attend it. It's not going to be Saturdays anymore. It's going to be Friday, an hour before Maghrib. I need a day off during the week. So it'll be a Friday, inshallah, an hour before Maghrib. We'll send out the posters for you to know. The IDA courses, the Iman Development Academy courses, are starting for this semester. They start early May. We will share, inshallah, within the groups, the posters and the registration links. If you're, and you want to learn, this is our sixth semester. We've been running for 2 full years. We have taught over 35 courses, and there's over 250 students who are attending these courses, and you're welcome to, inshallah, be a part of that and learn. And if you have, especially for high school students and university students and young professionals, everyone's welcome. But that's kind of the age that we're targeting here, for people to learn their deen, inshallah, and increase in their knowledge. I hope that was a benefit to you.
واعلم ان الله امرنا بامر عظيم فقال ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الاربعه الخلفاء الساده الحنفاء ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وارض اللهم عن ازواجه امهات المؤمنين وعن آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن صحابته الغر الميامين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم فرج هموم المهمومين ونفس كروب المكروبين وارفع الغم عن المغمومين وارفع الظلم عن المظلومين واحقن دماءنا ودماء المسلمين اللهم فرج عن إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان فرج عنهم في غزة والسودان وفي كشمير وفي غيرها من بلاد الأرض يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين اللهم اغفر لأمواتنا وأموات المسلمين وتقبل اللهم شهداء المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة.